Have you ever wondered why some people hate Christians so much and want to kill them? Well, Jesus said, if they hate me without a cause, they'll hate you too. And I guess that's part of it. It's just the way people are. And Jesus said it would be that way. But I think the reason has to do with the fact that the hope that we have of eternal life and the influence of the Holy Spirit that comes into our lives takes us away from empty religious practices and superstitions. And once we're out of that control, people do not like that. They want to control what we believe. And some totalitarian governments do not like Christians, because our ultimate religion is not with a state, but it is with Jesus Christ. And it does not matter if we obey the laws or we want to be very good citizens, they do not have control over our minds and thoughts and what we say, and they cannot tolerate that. And so the only way to handle us is to kill us. Listen to what happened to a man whom Jesus raised from the dead. It's found in the 12th chapter of John. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Many of the people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the people went away and believed on Jesus. You see, they wanted to kill out the proof. The only thing they can do with people that have such hope in their heart to control them and to control their thoughts and their minds and keep them in superstitious belief or in traditional belief or under the authority of the government in their minds and in their speech was to kill them. And they consulted how they might kill Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Folks, just follow Jesus Christ. It's more important than our life. Our promise of eternal life is more important than our physical life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for what you have done for me, Lord. You have given me such hope. I want to hang on to that hope with everything that I've got. And this is what you said about the people in the last day, that they were victorious by the blood of the Lamb, by the grace of God, by the grace of Jesus, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even unto the death. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that you've given me. Give me courage and strength and perseverance, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.